Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. This is a special broadcast with special guest Wayne Levine, our The Men's Room segment regular. We are talking about his book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. Wayne, I know the use of nuts in your book is not anything that people might otherwise think. Would you please explain what is a nut?
It's a shameful title. So NUT is an acronym. It stands for Non-Negotiable Unalterable Terms. Now, these are the things that define a man. These are the things that a man's committed to. If you don't know what your nuts are, you will compromise them. And this is what leads to a man being angry and resentful and ultimately blaming his woman and others around him for making him miserable, when the truth is you're responsible for all that. You're responsible for maintaining a firm grasp of those non-negotiable, unalterable terms.
How about some examples of what a nut is?
I do as I see fit. I practice my spiritual work daily. I run three times a week. I do not argue with my wife.
Which is also a tool, isn't it?
Yeah, don't argue is definitely one of the tools. And we can talk about that in a moment. But the nuts are critical. You probably have nuts that are sort of lurking in the background, but you may not be aware of it. You may not identify them. And unless you take the time, each man, unless you take the time to identify them, then they're not solid. Once they're solid, once they're just a part of who you are, they won't be compromised, no matter who wants what when. There are certain core values, certain things that you're committed to that cannot be compromised. And there's a big difference between nuts and conditions. You know, it's not about, you know, I won't make the bed. That's not a good nut. Nuts are more about, you know, how you're going to show up daily as a man.
How do you find these nuts?
Well, you know, the work that we do, we have men's groups, and I work with men individually. And so one good way of coming up with the nuts is just working it out with other men and finding out what's really important with you and to you, and talking it through and being challenged and learning the difference between, you know, you being a little boy and just not wanting to do something and whether something is really important to you, right? Here's the thing. When you know what your nuts are and you don't compromise your nuts, then you're free to compromise in other areas where it doesn't really matter. The problem is if you don't know what those core things are, then you're likely to take a stand on some inconsequential sort of request in your marriage, let's say, and thinking that you have to draw a line in the sand, but oftentimes that line in the sand is ridiculous.
And isn't that so often what happens in relationships? It's that little thing that blossoms up, and is that into a big problem, and is that because you may have sold out one of your more important things, a nut?
Absolutely sold out. I mean, so the problems that would take you to couples counseling, you know, what you'll initially start talking about is ridiculous. Maybe if you're lucky, eventually, you'll start getting down to the core issues. But yeah, the things that we argue about are usually just silly. And these are the places where men feel like they need to take a stand because otherwise they're just not going to be the man when they stopped being the man a long time ago.
And that kind of stand sounds a little bit more like the tool we talked about in the previous segment, the letting the little boy take over.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what do you do with the nut or nuts once you've found them? Do you put them up on a wall? Do you tattoo them on your behind? What do you do?
No, you have to practice them, and you have to live them, and you don't share them with the people in your life. They just need to see it.
You don't share it with your wife?
There's no need to share it with your wife if you're showing up as that man. She will see you in action. She'll see you doing what you need to do. You don't tell her. Men who will broadcast their nuts to their women are really looking for their women to give them approval and to, you know, sort of raising a trial balloon to see if they're going to get a lot of pushback.
And that's not exactly being the man you want to be.
You can't ask permission to be the man you want to be. You have to just be that man. That's why you need other men in your life, which is also one of the tools, develop trusting relationships with men. Because especially if you're in a relationship that might be a little bit more challenging and maybe you haven't done such a good job and you're your wife is not very happy with you, especially in those circumstances, don't expect to get support initially from your woman. You have to have the support from the men who are not emotionally invested in the change that you're making. But on the other hand, a lot of men find, the men who are married to good women, that once they start making these changes, their woman is just jumping up and down because they have just been waiting for you to step into your masculinity. They've just been waiting for you to be a good, confident, dependable man.
I know that to be true in my own life because my wife almost always, on getting home from Monday night men's group, wants to know what happened. And she knows that usually I'm getting the kind of feedback and advice that she wants me to get, not the kind of feedback and advice I want to get. So it's kind of interesting. I'm just wondering, Wayne, as you've developed these ideas and wrote the book, did you have an initial nut of your own that just sprang to mind that inspired you?
I knew by the time I had gotten through school and was working on the book that having men in my life was a nut because prior to me doing the men's weekend that I did back in the early 90s, I had no trusting relationships with men. I mean, to know me now, it's sort of hard to believe.
Because it really is.
I'm surrounded by men. I go to men for help. It's what I do all day, right?
Well, why don't you talk about that tool then a little bit, about having men in your life?
We men have sort of been taught to do it alone, to gut it out, come up with the solutions, don't cry, don't ask for help, don't ask for directions, et cetera, et cetera. And what we really need and what we've always needed was the community of men. Before the Industrial Revolution, before the men left the farms to go to the cities to work, we lived in a community of men. We had the support of uncles and brothers and grandfathers to help father our sons. We taught our sons, the men taught their sons trades, and they taught them what it means to be a man in that particular community. And everything a boy needed to know to become a man, he learned.
Plus, there were rituals
for
manhood.
That's right. There were a lot of rituals. Now, the rituals have just turned more into parties and one-upmanship. And the boys are not getting what they need. They're not being mentored the way they used to be.
And at school, particularly elementary school, the boys are basically being taught and raised in the schools by all women.
Yeah, that's a big issue. That's a whole other topic. Boys don't have enough masculine modeling in their lives, for sure. But I think what I want to mention about men is that men, dads, don't feel like you need to father your children alone, especially your boys, because I think it's much more difficult for men sometimes to father their boys because they're dealing with all their own emotions and projections about their childhood and looking at their boys and living through their boys. Don't think you need to father them alone. I've often asked other men to father my son when he needed something that I didn't have a strong skill in.
Or if it was too sensitive between the two of you, he could hear it possibly from someone else.
Well, listen, when the boys get older, they don't want to listen to dad so much. So it helps to have another mentor come in and help out. So you need to know not to do it alone. And one of the ways to make sure that you have the support you need eventually as your kids get older is to develop these trusting relationships with men, either in a men's group or doing the work you need to do to be honest with other men and start building deeper relationships either with your brothers or your buddies, or even with your dad.
So the value of having men in your life actually transcends you as an individual. It can be helpful to you as a parent, helpful to your relationships. It sounds like it really is an important tool.
It's medicine all men need, and it affects every part of your life.
Very interesting, very interesting. It's about time for a break. We will get back to more tools and Wayne Levine after this break. You're listening to The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.